Hey, this is Leticia. Excuse me for a moment while I sound like a very bad commercial trying to sell you drugs for a disease that you didn't know existed, let alone could possibly have. Do you or anyone you know suffer from abdominal bloating, obesity, poor digestion, frequent fatigue, headaches, unpleasant moods, bad breath and coated tongue, irritable bowel syndrome, sluggish metabolism, excessive body heat, high cholesterol, gallbladder disease, allergies, high blood pressure, sugar cravings, intolerance to alcohol, or the inability to lose weight? If so, you may want to cleanse your liver. It seems that recently, cleansing our bodies has become quite a fad. They even have storefronts where you go and people will stick a tube there and clean out your colon. Talk about a crappy job. We've always heard the importance of taking care of our hearts, brain, and kidneys, but no one talks about the largest organ in the human body. Did you know that your liver weighs between 2 and 3 pounds and has over 500 vital functions? The liver is responsible for getting all the toxic junk out of your body. It produces the bile, which is really what carries away waste and breaks down fats in the small intestine during digestion. Are you still with me? Let me break it down even more. If your liver is not working to full capacity, and say your fatty toxins can't be converted to water-soluble waste so that they can exit your body through your sweat, urine, bile, saliva, etc., then what do you think happens? Yep, they stay inside your body. If the liver can't get rid of the fatty toxins, they are deposited inside the fatty liver cell. They can even travel to other places inside your body, like your brain, abdomen, thighs, and butt. The really ugly part is that you can exercise and count calories all day long. If you don't clean and detoxify your liver, it's like changing the oil in your car, but never changing the filter. Nasty. Now, the liver is supposed to be self-cleansing, and usually it does that unless there's something wrong with the liver, then it does it. Now, you know, Leticia is not a doctor. However, I do have the hots for that McDreamy on Grey's Anatomy. My point. If you are having any symptoms, issues, or problems with your body, go see a doctor. Ask them what they think about the liver cleansing diets that are on the market. Then take care of yourself by eating right, exercising daily, and loving the only body you've got. There's nothing wrong with having more to love. However, having less can be, oh, so much fun too. This is Leticia saying, just be healthy.